This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know, you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
I am Hans.
And I am Franz, and we just want to pop your...
Welcome to Health and Wellness Wednesdays on Rush to Reason.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I have what doctors call a little bit of a weight problem. I used to grab bear claws as a kid, two at a time, and I'd get them lodged right in this region here.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy. Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward.
I'm sorry that I'm fat.
All right, welcome, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Thank you all for joining us today. We appreciate it very much on this Wednesday hump day. Michael Bailey with me here for the kickoff of the show today. And appreciate very much you hanging around, which you're on your own show from 2:30 to 3.
I'm glad to be here.
Well, appreciate you joining me. All right, yesterday's impossible question. What makes up 78% of the Earth's atmosphere? And I all told you, if you listen to Drive Radio, you'd probably know this answer, because it is nitrogen gas, which we fill up tires now with nitrogen, which what you're doing with a nitrogen-filled tire is taking out the remaining, whatever it is, 22% or so, and filling it with, you can't get 100% nitrogen, but you get as close to it as you can when you fill up tires.
Well, it's always good to have as close to 100% nitrogen
close as you can. So anyways, that's why I said yesterday anybody listening to Drive Radio would know that, because we've talked about that on Drive Radio a lot. Today's impossible question, answer this on the RushToReason.com website. What delicious treat contains flavonoids, say that right, and antioxidants that can enhance blood flow to the brain, improve memory, and provide a mood boost? What delicious treat contains those items? Any idea?
In the wild world of possibilities, no.
This one I would not. Well, I shouldn't say that.
The other one, yesterday's I knew, is simply because you pay attention in chemistry class. Or
there you go.
Of course. Science about the Earth from like fourth and fifth grade. But this one, I'm like, I have no idea.
This one I only knew just because we've interviewed folks in the past along these lines. There's a little bit of a hint for you out there listening. We've talked about this before during this hour on Rush to Reason. So answer this again on the RushToReason.com website. Michael, you're here because we always want to promote what you do when it comes to, you know, mental health after somebody passes is probably the best way for me to couch you, because without you, things are already hectic enough, and it's hard enough on folks' mental well-being when somebody passes.
Right.
When things aren't organized, it's even worse, right?
Right, because, you know, somebody passes away, you're already sad that you've lost your loved ones, you're sad about everything that goes on there, and then suddenly it's like, oh, hey, go figure out all of their money stuff, go figure out what to do with all their money stuff, and by the way, go deal with a bank or a financial institution or the county, none of whom is super keen on just being like, oh,
do
somebody
this.
Died?
Yeah.
Let me tell you what you need to do, and let me be helpful, and let me believe that you are who you say you are. You have to overcome all of those things.
I've had issues even where folks pass on and things aren't handled correctly with the vehicle titles.
Right.
And you're now dealing with death certificates and so on and so forth. And let me just say, it's a lot easier to have all that dealt with on the front side than it is on the back side.
Right. I mean, there's always work to be done after, you know, someone dies. Even you've got everything in place, there's still things you need to do. There's
correct.
Still things to be done. But if you got all the correct paperwork and everything, you're like, okay, you just go present it. I mean, I've had people who are like, oh, you know, I went to the bank and they wouldn't do this. I'm like, did you ask for somebody who knew what they're doing? Well, no, it's just, I just talked to the customer service person. I'm like, well, ask for somebody who knows how to deal with probate.
Yeah, because it's not the same.
Not everybody's trained that way.
No, thank you. And, you know, and these are other things that happen as well. And please, I'm not chastising anyone, but I also get emails occasionally, even text messages where, hey, so-and-so, you know, this family member is on their deathbed. They're not cognizant. I need help. What do I do? At that point, what do you do?
You
punt.
Live with the consequences
of bad decisions.
Of the default rules and the intestate statute of what happens when you die without a will.
Because you're not going to get anything done at that point because they're not able to sign off on anything. Am I right in what I'm saying?
Right. If somebody lacks the mental capacity to know what they're doing, then you're in huge trouble. There's nothing that you can do at that point.
And I want to make sure I'm clear on this. This includes not only the estate and the order of, but power of attorneys and living wills and things like that. If that person is not cognizant, you're not doing anything. Am I right?
Right. I mean, we even had years ago, we had a listener who called me, said, well, my son was arrested. He's now on a 72-hour hold for a psychiatric evaluation. We need to get a power of attorney for him. And I said, so how exactly are we planning to get inside wherever he's being held for 72 hours? And if he's on a 72-hour psychiatric hold,
you're not doing anything.
Why in the world would we think he's mentally competent to be signing a power of attorney?
Yeah, anybody that wanted to challenge that after the fact
could.
Mm-hmm. That's the issue. Am I right? I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but I've talked to you enough over the years to know that's a problem.
Yeah, we hope that there's not challenges. We hope that everything goes smoothly. But you set everything up the right way so that if there is a challenge, it survives the challenge.
And in the case of somebody being held for psychiatric reasons, it's not going to hold up. I can tell you that right now, and I'm not an attorney.
You're like, huh, so you were on a psychiatric hold, but you signed a power of attorney saying you were mentally competent to be able to make decisions while you were on a psychiatric hold. Now we get going a big circle of why that just doesn't work.
And it, again, best bet.
Right.
Just get this stuff done on the front side.
Right.
It really is the best way to do it.
It really is, because then it's all set up and, you know, use your cliche, ounce prevention is worth a pound of cure, stitch in time saves nine, et cetera.
All of that. I mean, it's that old pay me now, pay me later thing as well, folks. One way or the other, it's going to come around. You're better off just doing it now. For what some folks think, oh, well, it's just a lot of time and it's costly and this, that, and the other. Trust me. It's a lot less costly on the front side than it is the back side.
Or the, I just don't want to think about death and dying. I'm like, that sounds great. And I had a client who, her husband got kidney cancer. Like, well, we just wanted to have a positive mental attitude, so we weren't going to even go there. And I'm like, and then he died of the kidney cancer, right? Yeah. So now you're here stuck. And you don't...
It doesn't pan out.
You don't want to be doom and gloom, but...
You don't.
Put something in place.
But you got to be ready to go. Yeah, yep. And the plus side to Michael, again, is he'll come to see you. That makes it really easy. That's why we call him the mobile estate planner. Now, Michael, where are you at schedule-wise? Because I know over the last quarter or so, you've been slammed.
I am, as of this moment, my first opening is on July 5th, exactly 7 weeks from today.
Okay. So you're still kind of out. So, again, this is something, if you guys are thinking about things, you need to get on the calendar now, not later, but now.
You want to do it sooner rather than later because you can't finish the process until you start the process. You start the process to get it going.
So, folks, really, if you want something done by the end of the summer, you need to call now.
Right.
All right. 720-394-6887. That's how you get a hold of Michael. If you're driving and you've missed any of that, rushtoreason.com, klzradio.com. You can find it all there as well. So.
Sounds great.
Michael, appreciate you.
All right. Thank you very much,
sir. You betcha, man. Take care. Have a great afternoon. Up next, High Five Plumbing. And as always, anything you need plumbing-wise, they are the place to call. They, of course, are mobile and will come to you as well, which is what plumbers do. $50 off a water heater flush right now, $200 off a tanked water heater, and $500 off a tankless water heater as well. High Five Plumbing, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE.
Denver is home to a diverse landscape, and with that diverse landscape comes diverse water quality. Hi-Fi Plumbing knows that your city's water supply is not tested at your tap, and you could be drinking minerals, bacteria, and other impurities every day. There are also several other factors that water quality can affect, like color and taste, the effectiveness of expensive hair care and hygiene products, stains on clothes, corrosion of pipes and fixtures, and more. If you think you might have water quality issues or just want to find out what's in your water, call Hi-Fi for that. High Five will send an expert tech to your home to go to work like a detective, investigating your water for the faintest hint of impurities and recommend a course of action customized to your home and water supply. Call High Five at 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE, 877-WE-HIGH-FIVE right now, or go to klz.com/plumbing today to schedule your in-home consultation.
Call High Five.
All right, Veteran Windows and Doors, where they can help you with anything you need when it comes to even storm doors. Somebody asked me yesterday, Andy was actually asking me, can they even do screen doors, things like that? Absolutely. Dave can do it all. Right now, 35% off product, material, and labor, 303-529-0720.
Most window and door companies won't tell you about the codes and requirements necessary for the correct product in your home. Veteran Windows and Doors starts by educating you with the facts, without lengthy sales gimmicks. They want you to be more knowledgeable than the next window salesman you meet. Veteran Windows and Doors will ensure your windows meet or exceed the code for your specific area of Colorado. They know the codes are in effect to protect you, the consumer, and they want to serve you the right way. Veteran Windows and Doors makes the entire process hassle-free, from meeting with the owner Dave Bancroft to the final cleanup of materials and supplies. Veteran goes above to ensure your windows will be energy efficient, saving you money on your air conditioning and heating bills year-round. Go to klzradio.com/window to get 35% off not only windows and doors, but on all materials and labor costs with Veteran Windows and Doors. That's klzradio.com/window.
Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who I just saw, as I do on Wednesdays, because he's got his own show from 2 to 2:30, and we had a great conversation. If you need anything from Al, just even a checkup of where you're at, and you want some ideas of what to do, that's Al. 303-744-1128.
You had a picture in your head of what retirement was. Sandy beaches, endless golf days, and an empty, quiet home. But Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial knows that sometimes life gets disrupted. Family comes back to live and brings dogs, kids, and stress with them. Disasters strike or situations change, requiring out-of-the-box solutions. There are a million ways that your plans can be derailed, and Al has seen all of them. He knows how to help you change it, accept it, or benefit from it. Al gets personally involved with all of his clients, not just financially, but relationally too. Al will learn everything he can about your situation to best advise you regarding how to achieve your goals and fill your needs, avoiding costly mistakes along the way or being taken advantage of by others. No matter what your retirement situation is, you deserve to see the whole picture. So schedule a free consultation today with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial at klzradio.com/money.
Listen online. KLZRadio.com. Back to Rush to Reason.
All right, we are back. Health and Wellness Wednesday. Shanasty Ireland joining us now. Shanasty, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, John. How are you doing today?
I'm good. I should say welcome back. You are a regular with us, which we appreciate very much. You're a food and lifestyle influencer. And for those of you listening, Shanasty, how do they find you real quick so we can get that going and folks know where to find you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Shanasty Ireland. I also have a blog. It's called shesbecomingdomestic.com. I got lots of fun recipes on there, especially gearing up for Memorial Day and celebrating National Barbecue Month, which just happens to be May.
Which, because of, you know, the kickoff, really, of summer, that's really what we think of when we think about Memorial Day. That's why you're here, National Barbecue Month, which, I mean, between Memorial Day, then Father's Day is right around the corner. And again, it's just one of those things where, and I know not everybody likes to barbecue, and we're going to talk about some recipes and things along those lines. But let's face it, Shanasty, the majority of people are doing something outside most summer long, you know, most of the summer long, I should say, and that typically involves barbecuing.
100%. And, you know, Memorial Day is just such a great time. It's, you know, of course, the unofficial start to summer. It is actually one of the most popular days to barbecue across the entire calendar of the year. Also, 4th of July, Labor Day, Father's Day, as you had mentioned. It's just so much fun. And I'm so glad that, you know, I'm here in Ohio. I know you guys have probably had the cold winter as well. Of course,
we did.
Colorado. And So you're ready for it. And it's just, I don't know, I feel like everyone's just happier, right? You can get outside.
Yes. To your point, Shanice, it's a huge mood booster. I mean, I know, you know, my wife and I both were like, you know, we just want the sun to keep shining day after day. It doesn't have to get super hot, but, you know, hey, even the sunshine, really, for us, the winter that we had, it can get a little hot and we're still fine.
Yeah, I mean, I'll never forget, maybe it was last spring, one of my neighbors came out from their house and I was like, wow, I haven't seen you in, I don't know, 6-7 months. How's it been, you know?
Right.
So it's just a great time to get the neighbors out. I mean, the kids are outside playing and, you know, just celebrating a Memorial Day and just barbecuing with some friends in the backyard. It's just such a wonderful thing to do within your neighborhood or with your friends and family.
The thing about barbecuing, too, that I think, you know, most people like, Shanice, is now you can get, you know, I'm one of those guys where, yes, I do smoke some meats occasionally and do things along those lines, and I'm getting better and better and better at that, and that's kind of its own art form, if you would. But you don't have to be that fancy. You can still just take even the old briquette Weber and still have a lot of fun and do a lot of things. In fact, really a pretty good way, actually, of cooking food. So reality is, Shanice, you don't have to have anything fancy. You can pretty much do whatever you need to do when it comes to barbecuing and not have to be a top chef to make it taste good.
100%. And I mean, I think some just helpful tips for anyone out there that's like, you know, I might not be the master griller or barbecuer, that I should say, is just the first tip is really just don't use gas. The whole point of the barbecue is to have that smoky flavor.
Yep.
So you should opt for charcoal or wood chips or split logs to cook the barbecue, avoiding gas if possible. I know some folks don't have that option, but if you can, it just tastes different. You're going to have a different profile of your meat if you're going to just not use the gas.
Correct.
Also, of course, slow and low is what we like to call it.
Yep.
When it comes to barbecuing, cooking it on the low heat for a really long time. I know some people out there might not have the patience for
it. You have to be.
That's okay.
You know, if you, Shanice, what you just said, if there's one thing I've learned, you know, becoming better at the whole smoking, barbecuing end of things, and it's that thing that you just said, patience, which I don't always have a lot of, but I'm learning when it comes to that, you cannot be in a hurry. So point being, when you go to do this, you've got to plan ahead enough time to where you're not impatient.
Absolutely. Yeah. You have to make sure that, hey, if you've got folks coming over and they're going to be starving by 4 o'clock, you may have to start way.
You may have to start at 7 o'clock in the morning, depending upon what you're cooking.
You may. Yeah, 100%. And so just having the patience for that, and if you're not that person, put it on somebody else. You know, that's me to my husband. Like, got this.
Yes.
I can handle all the side dishes. I can wrangle the children. I can handle the drink. You're on the barbecue. So just having somebody designated for that is really just perfect.
Great point.
And, you know, as we mentioned, and preparing, you know, there's lots of preparation that can even be done the night before.
Should be done. When it comes to barbecuing, should be done the night before, actually, or the day before, even.
It really should, yes. 100%. And, you know, marinating that meat, getting it put in the refrigerator, then if you're getting up early in the morning, smoking it for many hours, and, you know, the indirect heat, that's going to give you the prime taste.
Yeah, that's right. The other thing I've learned, and I had a meat sponsor for a number of years, Shanice, and the one thing that I also learned in all of that I didn't really know before, there are some folks out there, you know, on a lot of the, you know, channels where you can learn how to do a better job of barbecuing. But the other thing, too, for a lot of you listening, and most of you may or may not know this, but that's also getting the meat up to room temperature before putting it on the barbecue.
Yes, I'm glad you mentioned that. Getting it to room temperature is key. And honestly, that's also a helpful tip for a lot of things that you prepare.
True.
Be it a casserole.
True.
That if you're going to be making it the night before, you want to have that stuff sitting out on the counter for 30 minutes at least to get it to room temperature.
Yep.
And also, speaking of, you know, letting it rest, whenever you're removing your meat from the grill, before serving, don't serve it right away.
No.
Let it rest for a little bit.
In fact, another key to that I've learned is have a nice cooler kicking around. And really, I mean, you can put it in the oven, but that's not quite the same. The best thing to do is get a nice beach towel, put whatever it is you've cooked in that, put that in the cooler, and let, depending upon the meat and what you're cooking, it could rest up to an hour, Shanice.
It can, and it's going to really lock in those juices, making it ultra tender, and it's going to keep your meat from drying out, just letting it rest for a little bit. And Just, you know, if you just follow those tips, and of course, as we all know, don't wear white to the barbecue because you're going to be making a mess.
That's right.
With all the sauces and everything on you. If you can handle all of that, then everyone's, you know, going to have a great barbecuing season.
Well, and I think that, you know, what you just said too, and we talk about it with the resting of the meat, and it's to your point, it's locking in those flavors, it's breaking down some of the meat, the tendons, things like that. It's a very important part of it. The other thing about that, that depending upon who you're having it over, and if you've been the cook, for me personally, that's personally, Shanastee, my cleanup time. Because I've cooked all day. You're going to smell like the smoker. You don't want to have company over and then be smelling like the food or the smoker. So use that hour or so to go do your own cleanup so that when you come back, you're fresh, ready to go, and now you can serve whatever you need to do for your guests.
I agree completely. And hey, the more hands to clean in the kitchen, the better. So don't think that your job's done.
That's right.
Done barbecuing.
That's right.
Hop into the kitchen, help your partner, help whoever it is that's been slaving away on all those side dishes.
Yep.
And get the house ready for your guests.
There you go. All right, give us some recipes. I know Southern Batch, who we talk about a lot, Southern Recipe Small Batch, great company, by the way. I love their food and what they've got to offer. Give us a recipe.
Yeah, so we're going to be using Southern Recipe Small Batch Pork Rinds for this recipe. This is just really simple, John. We're just going to be making some pork rind nachos. This is a lovely side dish that you can have. You can pair it with any of the barbecue meat that you're going to be throwing on the smoker for your Memorial Day or for your barbecuing coming up in the spring or the summer. I'm going to be using brisket for this recipe.
Okay.
It's one of our favorite things. My husband's actually from Texas originally.
Nice.
So he's a big brisket guy, so basically all we're going to be doing is taking the Southern Recipe small batch pork rinds and having those serve as the nacho. So it's going to be a little bit crispier. They're not going to be as soggy as perhaps a tortilla can get. And then you're just going to be putting the brisket on top and then your favorite toppings. It's really simple. You can have sour cream, cilantro, some tomatoes on there, onions, whatever it may be. You also could create somewhat of a nacho bar. And that's what I really recommend if you're going to have a lot of people over. Just having all of the items laid out with a nice paper plate and people can just kind of go down through the line and make their own nachos.
Which, again, this is a great recipe. I love also the fact you're using, of course, the brisket, because to your point, and again, not everybody's a meat person. You could do this with chicken or some other things, but I think the brisket is a great choice, by the way.
Yeah, and just if you're having people make their own, you know, some people are going to want to skip the meat altogether and they can just have the pork rind nachos.
Right, more power to them.
Yeah, maybe not for us, but yeah, more power to them.
Exactly. Okay, so they can also find this for all of you listening, and we've had guests in particular on from Southern Recipe Small Batch, and it's southernrecipesmallbatch.com. So those of you out there listening, and I can tell you right now that around our part of, you know, our neck of the woods up and down the Front Range here in Colorado, you can find Southern Recipe Small Batch most anywhere, Shanastee. I know right now it's in my notes as King Supers, but really you can find it at most of our grocery stores. In fact, there's not too many places you can't find it. It's gotten to be more and more popular here along the Front Range.
That's wonderful, and they've got a variety of flavors. They've got the sea salt, cracked black pepper, Korean barbecue. They've got a chili cheese. They've got a spicy dill flavor. So, you know, this is I absolutely love this brand. They even have croutons out right now that you can put
nice.
On top of your salad. So
nice.
They're really branching out and providing a lot of different options.
The other thing I know about them, because I've interviewed, actually, I think even the owner at one point, Shanastee, fresh. They pride themselves on having the best meats to start with in the first place when they go to do everything it takes to make a pork rind. They are using top quality ingredients. In fact, I would go as far as to say, Shanastee, probably the best ingredients in the industry.
And it really shows because the flavor is powerful. It's really delicious. And not to mention, you know, they're keto-friendly snacks, 7 grams of collagen. They're packed with protein as well. So they're healthier for you than just your standalone tortilla chip.
That's right. Great recipe, by the way. I appreciate you joining us, Shanastee. One more time, how do folks find you?
Hey, yeah, head over to Instagram at Shanastee Ireland. Got lots of fun Memorial Day recipes on there. And, of course, the chaos of having 5 children about to go into summer break.
bless you. That's all I can say, Shanastee. Bless you. It's all I can, you know, it's all I got.
Thanks, John. I really appreciate
You're
it.
You're very welcome, Shanastee. Have a great week, and we'll talk to you again before the summer's over, I'm sure, so have fun.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Shanice. Appreciate it very much. Shanice Ireland, always a joy having her. She is, for having five kids and doing all the things she does in life, she just has a great outlook. And one of my, you guys all know this, one of my favorite guests just because of her outlook on things and so on. She's just a joy to have on a routine basis, and really appreciate her a lot. K&R Home Transitions. Now, we talk a lot about, of late, I should say, a lot about the re-up program. And some of you are always thinking, okay, what is it? What's the catch? There is none. It gives you the ability to take a home that needs some fix-up, some remodeling, some bringing up to date, if you would, inside or outside. One thing we didn't talk to Robin about on Monday is this includes the outside of the property as well. They can include all of that, and the reality is you get to participate in the higher profitability that your house will bring when this is all said and done. So if you want to know more information on this, just call K&R 720-437-8210.
You don't have time or money to finish your basement right now, but you know your house would sell in a second if you could. If you want to sell your home, but you won't get what it's truly worth due to cosmetic fixes or updates that need done, you need Kat and Robin of K&R Home Transitions. K&R is one of very few agents in Colorado certified in selling homes using the Re-Up Remodeling Service. K&R and Re-Up will consult with you and decide what your home really needs to market and sell it. There's no need to pay anyone for the work because the contractor gets paid after the sale of the home. In most cases, your buyer can even pick out finishing touches, making your home even more marketable. Re-Up is right for sellers and buyers because remodeling a home costs time, stress, and money. If you're selling your home that needs remodeling, you need to call Kat and Robin of K&R Home Realty now at 720-437-8210 or go to klzradio.com/home.
All right, your network, your business network, it's very important that that is secure because there are hackers out there literally on a moment-by-moment basis trying to break in to your network and gather whatever information they can get. In a lot of cases, it's sensitive information you don't want out there, by the way. 720-593-6688. Call John today and get a free analysis.
This may not surprise you, but there are some bad people in this world. Some have devoted their careers to doing nothing but stealing money and information from businesses. And they do it so well. During the COVID lockdowns, they found it was much easier to steal from businesses by targeting employees working from home, knowing that most home networks are not secure. Since then, they've doubled their attacks on people working from home, coffee shops, hotels, airports, airplanes, and anywhere else they can find people working from an unprotected network. If your business has remote workers, it's an easy target for hackers. Denver IT Security can stop these bad actors before they destroy your business. As a special offer to KLZ listeners, for a limited time, Denver IT Security is offering a free cybersecurity assessment to qualified businesses. To see if your company qualifies, call 720-593-6688 or visit klzradio.com/security.
It's in my notes here. Premier Home Remodels. I'm sorry. In my notes is Premier Home Remodels. That's who's up next. And hey, right now, and don't forget, 15% off all remodels when you call in May. And hey, things could be put off for a long time where you're just thinking, you know, I really want to get that done, but I don't know who to call. I've never known who to trust. We have the place for you. That's Premier Home Remodels. And yes, they've got an ability to help you from beginning to end and offer you a warranty when it's all said and done as well. 720-619-8773.
Premier Home Remodels will help you create a more livable, functional space while adding great value to your home. Through room additions, remodels, or creating outdoor living spaces, Premier Home Remodels are the experts. They can make your current home suit your family not only now, but for the future as well. Let Premier help design your dream home remodel so you can create lasting memories with your family. Remodeling your home makes financial sense right now. So why not bring your home up to date with Premier Home Remodels? You can't go wrong with investing in your own home, especially with 15% off remodels in the month of May. Premier employs trusted, licensed, and insured contractors to protect you, the homeowner, and ease the entire process of your dream remodel. So get your dream started with Premier Home Remodels. Go to klzradio.com/remodel to get 15% off your remodeling project when you call this month of May. That's klzradio.com/remodel.
You're listening to Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
All right, we are back this Wednesday, Health and Wellness edition of Rush to Reason. Thanks for joining us as we do this every Wednesday during this hour. Lee Gerdes is joining us right now. He is actually founder of Saraset. Been on with us before. So, Lee, welcome back. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very good. Thanks.
It's a joy having you. And today, we're going to take a little bit of a different twist on things. But before we do that, tell us what Saraset is. I know you've been on before, but folks may be tuning in the first time today. Tell them about Saraset.
Saraset is a technology which helps the brain recognize its middle range frequencies. In other words, it helps the brain see itself or have an echo of itself. And when it sees itself in this way, the brain self-regulates. And therefore, the efforts that we put in are simply to help the brain, but the brain does the healing and the fixing itself.
Okay. Now, given all of that, which this makes total sense, and when I saw, of course, the blurb about having you back on to talk about long COVID, it made total sense to me, because a lot of folks that have long COVID, which I've had other doctors on and done some research along these lines, Lee, and really long COVID is not just specific to COVID. There's lots of viruses that can leave some lingering effects, if you would. But there's a lot of folks with long COVID that have what we call brain fog. And so when I saw your name and that together, I'm like, okay, yeah, this makes sense. So talk to us a little bit about long COVID and what can be done to eliminate some of the effects of long COVID.
So what we know about long COVID is that it's incredibly complex and can cause many different kinds and identifications of symptoms. So there's a list of 54, actually,
okay,
and another 30 beyond that that's not as prevalent. But in that list, if you categorize what the symptoms are, you know, one of the symptoms is that it can cause things like tingling and numbness in your extremities, or can cause neuropathy. In other words, that COVID virus has attacked the nerves, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we know about that. And so what we have now understood is that it's attacking the dendrites and axons, very likely, the connections, nerve-like connections in the brain itself.
Okay.
And that has caused things like brain fog. And you know, you've heard of people who lost taste and smell in
right.
COVID. Well, many people who lose taste and smell way before COVID, you know what that was the indicator of? Alzheimer's or dementia.
Oh, I didn't know that. Good okay. to know. Okay.
That makes sense, though?
Yes, it does.
See, and so then science went in and measured what we were finding, too, and they said, oh, my. If you've had COVID and or sometimes if you've had a reaction to the vaccine, your frontal lobe is going to shrink like you have aged 7 years.
Wow.
I'm
learning as we go. Thank you, by the way. I didn't know that.
If you've had COVID and you've also been very ill with it and or had a vaccination reaction, mm-hmm. been very ill with that,
mm-hmm.
your frontal lobe and your right left frontal quadrant, your right rear quadrant, will shrink as much as it would if you aged 20 years.
Wow. Wow.
So if you're talking about a person of 60 years old, they can now find themselves to have extreme fatigue. They can now find themselves to have headaches. They can now find themselves to have pain and stiffness where they never thought
mm-hmm.
they had had it before.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be at 80, right?
Right.
Or if you're up that another 10 years to 70, they would be 90 years old. And
wow.
we kind of suspect those things as we start winding down at 90 or 100, right? But we don't at 60 or 70.
No, we don't. And because the other things, too, that can coincide with this is, as you know, and I've heard, you know, we talk about these things on a routine basis, but, you know, poor focus and anxiety, depression, all these other
yeah.
things can be a factor as
yeah.
well, right?
And you hit it, because you know and I know if we have that facing us every day, we are going to be depressed.
Yes.
And/or we are going to be anxious. And we also know that it interrupts sleep processes.
Yes.
Because
yes.
That's all driven by the brain as well.
That's right. Okay.
So, rush to reason, John. And we know COVID is a bad, bad actor that has really compromised us.
Well, and it has. And you know, we've been talking about this since it, you know, came out in 2020, literally been talking about it, not quite daily, Lee, but, you know, quite a while. And I've got a doctor that comes on Thursdays that we've really talked about this in depth. And we all know that it affects different people in different ways. I'm not going to get into all the details of that, of my own theories on why I feel that is the case. And I'm not a doctor, so probably not even qualified to really even, you know, give my opinion. But the reality is it affects different people in different ways. And what you just said verifies all of that as well. So how does, okay, real quick, let's back up just a minute. How do you retrain your smell and your taste nerves?
By when we see that a person has a loss of smell or taste, we also see that that brain is compromised in a certain area.
Okay.
In other words, it loses its harmony. It can't function and regulate itself well. So when we echo back to itself and it starts picking up the central pieces of the central notes, let's say, of the orchestra, when it starts that, it actually resets itself. And it's amazing to watch.
In a lot of ways, and I'm a car guy, so I relate to, you know, things that we do on vehicles, and they're very, you know, advanced today, and we've got computers and all sorts of things that are happening that run all sorts of different functions on the car. And really kind of what you're telling me is, okay, we've got something that's out of whack. Our main computer, the main ECU, is not picking up the right things that it needs to make the proper adjustments necessary. So when it comes to taste and smell, what you're telling me is, okay, we need sort of a quote-unquote reset, and if we do that, the computer then will start picking up the right senses, if you would, and responding in the accurate way to where now taste and smell come back the way they're supposed to. Am I describing that correctly?
Exactly right on.
Okay.
The idea of a car and its computer is exactly right, too.
Okay, perfect. Okay, because again, I'm not on your end. I'm trying to relate this on sort of the layman or the idiot side of the aisle, if you would, Lee, because I don't know the end of things that you guys do at all.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, because you are likely on the intellectual side. By that I mean you're looking at what you have seen, what you observe. Your actual observations. Science is sometimes looking at what it thinks it should be.
Mm.
And so it's looking for the wrong question often.
Mm. Okay.
You know, that's happened in Alzheimer's disease, for crying out loud, for the last 30 years. Mm. They initially thought it was all about the lack of too much, you know, plaque.
Right.
But the fact is, the brain shrinks, the amount of plaque stays the same.
Right, right. Makes sense. Okay, so Sericet, which we know, Lee, is not invasive. Talk about how that actually works in getting your brain, I guess reset, back on track. And I think you and I talked last time you were on. I mean, the brain's a wonderful thing, of course. The way we're made is wonderful. And we are just literally, I know from interviews I do here on a routine basis, we're just scratching the surface on what we know about the brain, its capabilities, and the reality that there are things in it that can be reset, if you would, or in your case, harmonized to where things are back on track. Talk about Sericet and how that works.
So if I were going to lift weights, let's say hand weights, one in each hand, and I lift the left and the right, and the left and the right, I have a rhythm to that.
Okay.
Now, if I then set one of those down and I lift with the same pressure or power, then one hand goes up and hits my shoulder.
Right.
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 And the other one's just lifting the weight. So that's what we have when we see the brain has been affected on one side or one area. So what we do, we don't take the one that has the weight or the one that doesn't. We take the quote-unquote echo or the idea of the one that's in between so that they're together. Mm. And when they're together, then they start, oh, I can grab this. Oh, I can do this. And so the brain figures that out. We don't.
Makes sense.
We
makes,
just echo,
makes total sense.
Echo back to center. That's
okay.
All we do.
Now, I also know from last time we talked that there are different centers and places you can go. In fact, I looked up, I haven't done this of late, but I know in Colorado we've got at least one or two centers where folks can do that. Have we added to that here in Colorado? I believe there was two last time we talked.
Yeah, there's three now. There's okay. There's three, and I think there's one working on, so there should be four.
Okay.
Too far distant future.
Okay. All right. Perfect. So those of you listening, you can actually just look up Sarasset, and it's an easy, there's a locator on there where you can actually find a location near you. And I should say it's spelled C-E-R-E-S-E-T. C-E-R-E-S-E-T is how it's spelled. And okay, before we go any further, I also know, Lee, from interviewing lots of folks on the brain end of things, and this is Health and Wellness Wednesday, where we talk about, you know, proper diet and eating things and all, you know, whether taking off weight or living longer, having healthier skin. I mean, so many facets we get into. I also know, Lee, from all the interviews I've done, what we eat affects our brain as well, right?
It does. I mean, if you put sand in your gas tank, it's going to affect your motor.
Very true.
So... you do want the, you know, like the three legs of the stool are, you know, well, good brain function or regulation. That's number one.
Okay.
Number two is a good diet, and number three is exercise.
Okay.
So you put those three together, John, and you're going to be the best human being you can be.
Okay, talk to us about specific types of foods. In other words, if there's somebody out there thinking, gosh, I really do need to clean up my diet, not only for my physical health, but my brain health, are there particular foods that are more intrinsic to brain health than others?
Let me tell you some foods that aren't.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of foods that are, but I'll get into those categories in a minute. But foods that aren't are, you know, granulated sugar.
Okay.
That's really unhelpful.
Yep.
Foods that aren't are what's called, you know, unnecessary carbs.
Okay.
The carb, the way it digests, adds fat and slows down the process of digestion in general.
Okay.
Where a protein is the opposite. And the brain, this little 3-pound mass we have between our ears, lives on protein. So it likes it. That's you know, just
yep.
like the lion. It loves
yep.
that. Roars for it. And so if we can stay away from sugar, and if we can, you know, reduce carbs to something minimal as much as possible even,
mm-hmm.
the better off we're going to be as far as a diet.
Makes sense.
If we have a brain that is disharmonious in a certain area, say part of the autonomic system, let's say, then we may develop even a stronger problem with our digestion, which heretofore science has focused totally on the digestive problem, i.e. irritable bowel syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The fact is, when that brain, for hundreds of people that we've seen, when that brain has reorganized itself so it's regulated, that goes away.
Okay, makes sense as well. Because your brain is controlling all those functions anyways, right?
Exactly. The digestive process, you know, the sleep process. And by the way, you know, if you have poor sleep, you're going to add...
Mm-hmm.
likelihood you're going to add fat.
I think we tend to forget that all of those things are connected to our brain, because so many of the things in our body just function automatically without us having to give it a second thought. Oh, I need to use the restroom. Okay, well, I feel like I need to use the restroom, so I need to use the restroom. And our brains tell us that we need to, but the brain is what's actually making all of that work in the first place, right?
Exactly.
Because we all know if your brain dead, there's machines that are making all of that function for us. It's extracting the bodily fluids that we can no longer have, the poisons and so on. If our brain is functioning properly, our body does it automatically, right?
Exactly. And you know, if it can't do it, let's say it tells us when we need to use the restroom, but let's say that it tells us when we need to use the restroom too much.
Okay.
Now we have the other side of that problem.
Yeah, makes total sense.
And that too is an issue.
Yes.
Or it could tell a menstruating female that, you know, the menstruation isn't over. So she has a menstrual cycle that's way longer. Or she might be not had a menstrual cycle because it clamped down. All of those things are driven by the brain.
Makes total sense. Somebody wanted me to repeat the website one more time, which I can do, by the way, and it's really easy. It's Sereset.com, Ceresett. So Sereset, just if you're going to want to put an S in there, but no, it's a C. Sereset.com, that's all you got to do. It's really easy as far as that goes. So that's the website to go to. Now, when it comes to the things we might want to add to our diet, Lee, as far as brain health goes, what are those?
Good protein, number one. And that in fish and that in everything that's healthy with a healthy amount of fat.
Okay.
People tell me, I love to drink coffee in the morning, and I used to drink it years ago with half and half or one of those creamer things, you know? And I found out how really unhealthy those are. But when basically sometimes a dietitian told me, oh, no, you don't want to use heavy cream. Yeah, I do. Why do I? Because it doesn't have a lot of the chemicals in it that half and half and other kinds of creamers do. And it's much more healthy for you, actually, than the creamer. And it tastes wonderful, by the way.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I've learned some of those things myself. You're 100% correct, by the way, Lee.
Okay, I'm not doing a commercial for every cream here.
No, but I get what you're saying, and a lot of times we give things a bad name because of certain diets or fads and things that go along those lines, Lee, and we're kind of throwing the baby out with the bathwater sometimes.
Exactly. My doctor told me, Lee, your overall cholesterol is up to 260. You're going to have to go on this medication. And I said, oh, I know what happened. He said, no, you don't understand. I said, I'll tell you what, I'll go on the med, you give me 6 months, we'll do this test again and see what happened. 6 months later, guess what?
It was down.
My overall cholesterol was 168, and my good versus my bad cholesterol was absolutely 180 degrees different.
Wow. Amazing.
I know.
Amazing.
And it was my diet, of course. I did go in and get a few tune-up sessions, John.
Sure, sure. Okay, so I've got a couple of minutes left. I've got somebody, Lee, that called in and asked, what's the best scenario for the healthy development of a child's brain? I'm not sure whether that's up your alley or not, but what can you speak of when it comes to kids and their brains?
This is a big subject, but
probably not going to cover in 2 minutes, but give us a quick, and I'll have you back. We can do this again next time you're on, but give us a synopsis.
First of all, the infant development and the fetal development has to be an appropriate climate, atmosphere, because the trauma that mother has and or the things that she eats and or the kinds of toxins that may be ingested will affect things.
Sure.
Secondly, we think about, oh, it's a good thing that child, when they fell off the table, had a soft skull so it didn't break. There might be a print there that lasts for their lifetime.
Mm.
that may have caused something. And it's so easy to go to a Sarasota office. It takes an hour. They can look at your autonomic system and look at your emotional system and tell you, boom, exactly what they're they're setting.
Okay.
So it's easy to do that, and it's very, very helpful.
Awesome. Lee, again, I'll have you back. I've enjoyed the second time I've had you on. I learned so much when you're here. We'll have you back again and really appreciate it. Again, Sereset.com, Ceresete.com. Lee Gurtis, thank you as well, Lee, again. It's always a joy. Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Thanks, John.
You're very welcome. Bye-bye. Have a great evening. Extreme Auto Repair is coming up next. We talked about cars and even the resetting of computers and things along those lines. And yes, Extreme can help you with anything your car needs. Find them at klzradio.com.
Bald tires on wet roads are like using rollerblades to ice skate. You might get away with it for a minute, but sooner or later it will cost you. And just because you made it out of winter doesn't mean that you'll be back in the clear. No one knows tire safety like the folks at Extreme Auto Repair. Springtime means rain in Colorado, and your worn tires can hydroplane in as little as 1/10 of an inch of water. That's about the thickness of a nickel. To make matters worse, when it rains, standing water in the road brings out old fluids from other cars that make it even slicker. If you've ever hydroplaned, you know it's over before you even know what happened. You need to get those worn-out tires replaced today. Call Extreme Auto Repair today to discuss your options. They sell high-quality tires at cost to make you and your family safer. That's Extreme Auto Repair. 303-841-1071 or send them a message at klzradio.com/extreme.
Group insurance analysts, all of your insurance needs, business, home, auto, health, you name it, they've got you covered. e-gia.com.
Finding insurance can be confusing, and picking the wrong plan can cost you thousands of dollars out of your pocket. You need an independent insurance broker to help you find the best coverage that fits your needs and at the very best premium. Call Paul Lenigro at GIA Insurance, and his team of independent insurance specialists will help you find the right plan for your needs. As independent brokers, GIA Insurance does not work for any insurance company. They can shop the market and find you the best premium for the coverage that you need. GIA never charges fees, and your premiums will never be any higher than going directly to the insurance companies or buying online. Receive the local, hands-on service you don't get with a call center or going online. Whether it is your home, auto, Medicare, life, ACA health, or business insurance, GIA has got you covered. They have been doing this as independent brokers since 1984. Call 303-423-0162, extension 100, or go online to e-gia.com.
Michael Bailey Law. We heard from Michael at the top of the hour. Anything you need when it comes to your estate plan, get that done now. And as I said with Michael, he's really now into July for appointments. So if you want something done by the end of summer, you need to contact him right away. 720-394-6887.
Michael Bailey would never write a will for a compromised person because he has an obligation to protect his clients. Depending on the emergency, Michael's ethical responsibility as a counselor at law may prevent him from creating a last-minute estate plan because you can't always make rational decisions under pressure or even have the ability to make decisions at the end. Plan ahead. Give yourself the time to clearly and calmly establish your final wishes. Call KLZ's mobile estate planner now before the situation becomes problematic. 720-730-7274. 720-730-7274.
Quiet Cool System at Absolute, $300 off. Find them at klzradio.com.
This summer, your attic can get as hot as 150 degrees during the day, making your air conditioner work overtime to compensate. A Quiet Cool attic fan from Absolute Electrical Plumbing, Heating, and Air keeps your home consistently cool so you don't need to run your air conditioner all day long. In Colorado's arid climate, the temp is low at night and in the morning, and that's when your Quiet Cool attic fan goes to work. It pushes the hot air out through vents in your attic and gives you a lower baseline temp to work with during sweltering summer days. This is called thermal management. mass cooling. When you cool the hottest parts of your home, it takes less energy from your air conditioner to cool the rest of the home consistently. Get a quiet, cool attic fan from Absolute and enjoy the best the Colorado summers have to offer and save on energy bills. Mention this ad and you'll save $300 just for being a KLZ listener. Call Absolute at 720-526-0231. Or go to klzradio.com/absolute to schedule your installation.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Small business owners, are you aware of the Employee Retention Credit or ERC tax credit that can give you up to $26,000 back to your business? This is not a loan and not earmarked for any specific purpose. And part of the beauty of this is that you can do what you want with that money. Mark Zelenka will help you navigate through the complicated process of claiming the ERC tax credit. If your business was in operation during 2020 and 2021 and has at least 5 W-2 employees, you might qualify for the credit. Even if you were told that you don't qualify for the program or received a PPP loan, there's still a good chance you might be eligible for the ERC. In fact, many of Mark's current clients were initially told they didn't qualify, but they did. Do not miss out on this opportunity to save money for your business. Call Mark Zelenka now and claim your ERC tax credit. Call 303-748-8315 or go to mybusinessrefund.com.
All right, that's it for this hour. If you missed any of it, you can go right back to the website and listen there, rushtoreason.com, because the National Crawford Roundtable plays this evening instead. So, hey, we'll be right back. Hour number two is next with Richard Battle joining us at the top of the hour. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.